Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At Chicago, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson, one of our top social media online experts in the Brain Trust, also in the galaxy. One of his books is called The On-Demand Brand. The other one is Branding Unbound, and he's been a long-time Brain Trust member. Rick, thanks again for being here. You've got some creativity ideas, some tools that will help us be more creative with our social media. Talk to us about that.
Yes. So, you know, I have to say, Jim, I am guilty of this because, you know, I have designers. I work with hugely talented designers who go away and do their magic and come back and I see the great creation. But lately I've been starting to play with some tools that anyone can use.
Sounds dangerous.
I know, right? It's like, look out, everybody. I do this in my secret, you know, spare time and don't show my designers. But you know, there's some amazing and wonderful tools online that anyone, even I, can use and create really compelling graphics for social media posts and whatnot.
Because that's a big part of social media posting, isn't it, the graphics? It's what catches the eye, isn't it?
Correct. I mean, visuals associated with the social media post can boost engagement like 35% and the chances of sharing up to 40 times more likely to be shared than posts without it. So they are very useful, very powerful. And there's some, these tools are amazing. One of my favorite is Canva.com, if you haven't heard of it.
Spell it.
It's been around for a number of years now.
Spell
Canva,
it.
Canva,
C-A-N-V-A. Canva.com, okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of like Photoshop for dummies. It's this kind of free drag-and-drop design tool that's so easy, even I can use it. You get these pre-built templates, and you can create blog graphics or Instagram images. They've got everything like email headers, even for your presentations, flyers, e-books. And it comes with a lot of photos and fonts that you can use. And then, although I will say in terms of photos, you'll probably end up uploading your own photos. It's free to use. And then in some of, you know, you pass a threshold, then the images are for sale. They're typically about $1 each. But like I said, you can also upload your own images. It is the right price. I mean, it's free. You can go in there and instantly create
like
very nice looking visual. Yes. Another that is just like my new favorite thing, it's a couple of these, which is great, recite.com, so R-E-C-I-T-E.com. You know those little inspirational or funny quotes you see in Twitter Facebook where people create sort of text sitting on top of images? Well, this is a little tool for doing it. You just go online, and the interface is fun. It's literally, you go to recite.com, and it's a little talk bubble, and you write out, you know, your little message or your little quote.
Wow.
You know, never sacrifice.
Be careful.
Know,
be careful that you don't use an image that is a copyrighted image. Be careful.
Correct.
Everything you can copy and move on the internet does not belong to you.
Correct. And that is kind of what's nice about these tools, is they are preset ones that you can use. And in terms of recite, you enter your
So they provide you, they actually provide you with images.
Correct.
Right.
So you can choose from a large number of images or buy new ones that are all, you know, stock photography and stock images so that you are free to use them on your social posts. With recite, you just enter it. You can just swipe through backgrounds that you want to have the message on and the typefaces or whatnot, and then instantly share to your social platform.
Mm-hmm.
It could not be easier, but just the interface itself is fun, so you definitely want to try it.
Right.
Then another one, this one's tough for radio, it's Easel-ly. So it's E-A-S-E-L and then .ly is the address. And it's for creating amazing infographics.
The domain is L-Y?
Yes, it's L-Y. So a little bit different.
I never heard of the L-Y domain.
I hadn't either until this. And this has been around a good couple of years now. But I guess, you know, it must belong to some country. And
right.
They just bought it just because they liked the you know, the way it worked with their name.
Isn't that where the cyber criminals live in that country?
right. Lithuania or whatever.
Yeah.
Be careful when you're using it. No. My problem is, you know, I definitely always leave infographics for designers because I'll go find something neat on, a stock house that's a neat background or kind of a baseline for a infographic, and then I don't know what to do with it. I can't edit it or anything.
Right.
This, literally, you can choose baseline infographics. They're just spectacular, and it's not just drag and drop. You can drop in new images, but you can instantly edit, and it's all on, you know, on the screen in this hosted platform.
Wow.
And then you can share it out. In that instance, you are downloading a PDF or a JPEG that then you would drop into your PowerPoint or your social media platforms or whatnot. But really nice tool. Definitely worth checking out. I mean, it dresses up everything for small businesses. It makes it look like they've got designers on staff to go do these amazing things. So very cool tool.
And these are all, everything you're telling us is free.
Free, yes, absolutely free. I mean, there are in-app, so to speak, purchases for upgrading.
For people who are scratching their head, tell people why would someone go to the trouble to develop something like that and give it away? Are there that many nice people in the world?
Yeah, not exactly. It's those step-up purchases for the better images
there
and the better
go.
Fonts and whatnot.
There it is. There it is, folks.
Yep.
Hey, Rick, I need your website.
Sure. imatheson.com, imatheson.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Rick. I'm Jim. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.